Hey Rescramblers, it's been a while, but no time to get into it all. I am doing this thing where I'm going to record myself for 30 seconds throughout this day. I have an essay that's due tomorrow, and I'll be real with you guys. There's chunks I've started. Oh, I had to get chunks done to get started, but I haven't written a word. Well, I've written wordy plans sort of bit, but I need to write a lot of words, and I've never submitted something late before, and I've never failed something before, and I don't want to start, and I just want to get this done tomorrow, and then I'm done for Christmas. So please help me. Please help me. Be with me, and I'm gonna be. This is an intro, so I'll be a bit longer than 30 seconds or a minute. I'm going to, for this next hour, I'm going to tidy my room, eat some food in 20 minutes, I'll do that. And then for 40 minutes, I'm going to be finishing off all the lesson plans. I think the final lesson plan I have that I need to do before I can start writing. And then after that, I'll get back to you. Here's the idea. It's 10:12 right now on the 14th of December, 2023. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad I'm back. This is great. It's just some weird short/long form content that isn't very well structured or very well recorded. That's just what I loved creating. So, yes. So 30 seconds every hour. I'll be updating you how I'm going along, but something about having someone to talk to, you, whoever's listening right now, helps motivate me. So I'm going to do that, and I'll talk to you guys in an hour. Goodbye, Rescramblers. Goodbye. Blah, 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 blah. Hello. 30 seconds to tell you how it's been. It turns out I had a meeting with I was a student representative for my university course mates. So I had a meeting that I forgot about, so I haven't got everything done, and it's 11:50, so time's running on. I don't feel too stressed, but I should, but it'll be okay. I just want to get this done so I can relax for Christmas. Please just be praying for me, whatever time period you listen to this in. Anyways, get back to it. That's been roughly 30 seconds, probably a bit too much. I'm going to continue. I'm going to finish off my lesson plans. And then I've just got to do my fourth lesson plan, and that's it. And then I'm going to be writing. I've got so many words to write. Okay, well, I'll get back to you later. Okay, guys. It's 1 o'clock, and I've began writing my intro. Gosh, I've got so much to do. I don't know if I'll get this all done in time. I'm needing some encouragement because I really want to get it done. It's a lot of words though, but just so many things just happened, which meant I just couldn't get started. But, oh well. I'm gonna go on a quick walk around the block, or actually around a block of things, and then get back to work. Okay, I was feeling sorry for myself a little bit. I was like, oh, how am I going to get this all done? No, this is happening. I'm not going to extend this longer. I'm going to get finished by tomorrow. I'm going to have a nice break, okay? So here's what's going to happen. Every half an hour, I have to write 100 words. Yeah. That's just what I'm going to do. And it's going to happen. And we're going to get this done. We've got this. Going to smash it out. I believe. Okay. Wish me luck. And be praying for me. I got this. You got this. We all got this. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, guys, I'm not sure exactly how things are going along, but I am at estimated. Words, which is not bad, but a lot of them, I'll be real with you, were in this part in writing. It's kind of okay. It's reasonably easy to just copy and paste a bunch of quotations, so I've done that. I don't know. I don't think it's very good quality, but we'll just see what happens. Anyways, I better get back to it. Yeah, this is, I'm probably repeating myself quite a lot. But it's a whole hour difference for me, so maybe it's different for you guys. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye. That's a wee sample of the sort of noises I've been making just while I've been trying to do this essay. So far I'm on 757 words. A lot of them are copy and pasted quotes from things, just to expand it a little bit. You know what? I believe. So a strange word when you say it so many times. I believe. So as you can probably tell, I'm procrastinating a little bit with doing this little recording. But I thought I'd just give myself a little break, because I have been working hard. Although I had about a 2 minute period where I would touch my head. I'll do it now. To one corner of my laptop on the on the bottom of the thing near the mouse pad, and then I'd touch it to the other one. I'd sort of move between them, making weird noises like. Hope you enjoyed that personal experience. But I believe like this can get done. Here's my hope. My hope is, knowing my tutor, that they just can't really be bothered saying that it's failed, because maybe they have to do extra admin, maybe. I'm not sure. So I'm hoping if I just meet all the sort of absolute basic criteria and submit it, they're just like, yeah, pass. That's my dream. And so let's hope that happens. Right now, this, it would definitely need a lot of editing, what I've wrote / copy and pasted so far. It's not plagiarism, because I'm not saying it's my work. I'm just copy and pasting lots of things and quoting them, which is sort of, it sort of makes sense in what we're doing, but if I was doing this properly, I'd probably just quote a little section of it and describe it, but that takes too much time. So now I'm moving on to the next section. Well, actually no, I need to finish this bad boy off, and then I'm going to move on to the next section, which will be describing my 4 lesson plans. Which, you know what, we're getting there. It's 3:52. We're getting there. You're there with me. I know you are. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. Come on. Come on. If anyone is actually still listening, thank you so much. Don't know. I think I've enjoyed doing this. So that's always I found. I'm just taking a little ramble break, because I think it'll help me write, maybe? A little ramble break is, as a person, I think I just won't do something if it's like, oh, it's got to be perfect, I'm like, oh, if it becomes too, if it's like, oh, this is so much work, I just won't end up doing it. But with this beautiful podcast setup I have, I can just ramble. I can just like do a little bit of post-recording work to try to make it sound okay and that I don't accidentally shout in someone's ear or like jump from volume to volume. So it's not really loud at one point, quiet at another. Although I don't really know if that work if what I do works very well, because I rarely listen through it before I post it. Cause who's got time for that? I've already listened to it because I said it. Although I do sometimes listen back to the podcasts I've done, and they're always fun. It's fun. What's nice? Here's my thinking behind. So actually, okay, let's. So I currently have two podcasts: Rescrambled Eggs, This Bad Boy, and In Out Out. And I think what I was thinking when I made In Out Out, that I was just going to transition, and that was just going to be my sole podcast, and I was just going to make really, oh, the sky is getting pink, nice. Pinky clouds are so beautiful. Why are they so beautiful? Anyways, distracted. But they're so pretty, and the blue sky, but there's also grey clouds, but grey's not terrible. I kind of like the Scottish greyness of the world, or not the world, the Scottish greyness of Scotland. But Aberdeen is a bit too grey for me, a little bit too grey. I can deal with Edinburgh greyness slash brownness slash stone. Yeah, but Aberdeen is just a bit too grey. At one point, this sentence has been said. And I've repeated it a lot, so it's been said more than once. But I was at someone's flat, and it was just a small, like, people were eating food. And someone unironically was saying, although I think, I don't think they weren't saying it completely, like, untruthfully. They might have been saying it a little bit jokingly. But I think even that the sentence has ever been said, ever, is just hilarious. They said, Aberdeen is the Paris of Scotland. And I just find that really funny. I think that they weren't, but they weren't, I genuinely don't think they were trying to be there, that they were making that up, or that they were just saying it for fun. I think they genuinely did believe that, although I think at the same time they might have known that it's a funny thing to say, so they said it. But there was a belief. Anyways, I have two podcasts, In Out Out and Rescrambled Eggs, and essentially I was thinking I'll move away from Rescrambled Eggs, because I was thinking, I want to have something that I would feel comfortable asking anyone, anytime onto, and I think Rescrambled Eggs is just quite like a weird little nugget of myself and where I've been and who I am. And I think I've definitely changed a lot. But so I wanted something that was a little bit more like professional, or a little bit more put together, that I could put more long form content on, such as like interviewing my dad, which is nice. But then I've just been missing rescrambled eggs, just the spontaneity, the weirdness, just the rescrambledness, the I can say anything I like. But luckily the things I like to say aren't terribly bad. I hope. But there's no pressure, and I can just scroll. And what's nice about it is it's just low pressure. And it means actually, once I start creating, once I actually get going, that starts to spark more creative energy. So I think I've noticed, like, when I'm doing lots of podcasting and things, I'm actually doing lots of other creative things that I really love. But I do take a bit more work. So the idea of like, oh, I need to do this creative thing, I want to create this thing, but it's got to be perfect, I just end up never doing it. But if I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna do this thing that's pretty okay if it's absolutely rubbish, but I'm just gonna enjoy it, then I end up actually making more things and having more energy to create more challenging things potentially. So that's so I'm restarting scrambled eggs, restarting re-scrambled eggs. We're under new management. I am born again. I'm a Christian. I love Jesus. Just so you know. Just so you know. La, 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 la. And, yeah, so re-scrambled eggs is back. And I'm not sure exactly what the form will take, but I would actually like to get back onto that sort of... Don't know if any of you guys are re-scrambled eggs veterans, but I had this little phase where every morning I'd wake up at 7, I'd go on a walk, I'd draw a picture, and then I'd do a 5-minute podcast at the beginning of my day, just every day. Felt really great. I loved drawing. I really got into a nice rhythm. It got me up in the morning. But I'd like to do that, but somehow incorporate as well. Well, I just want to spend time with God. This morning I woke up. So I've just been, I haven't been, spending time with God, I want, I just haven't been, I think, making time for Him, and I've just been missing just loving Him, and being, and like, feeling His love, so great. But I went on a prayer walk this morning, so I just woke up, walked around, and sort of spoke to God for about half an hour, and I just was, it was just really great. I could just palpably feel His love, and I'm definitely going to do that again tomorrow morning, and hopefully the next morning, and the one after that, and so forth and so on. Yes, so I've been Mr. Re-Scrambled Eggs, and check out my other pod, In Out Out. All these pods are just things I like to make. Don't feel pressurized to listen to them. In fact, I purposely try to. I think I don't want to. I just, yeah. It's so much more fun if I'm just making it for myself, I guess. Or, like, not for any reason to be, like, to make the world's best podcast. Because then I just start being like, oh, it's just not fun. But if I'm just doing, if I'm just rambling, bambling, and I can just speak, and I don't have to worry, like, oh, were those words funny enough, or were those words good enough, will people be bored, or will people like this, then it's fun. But then also with In and Out Out, I can make things that are maybe just like, maybe I want to make something that's like high quality, but it's just for me, it's just for fun. I think that's an important thing for me, is I don't want to be doing this for, it's good to do things for other people, but I'm not trying to do this for other people's approval. Maybe for other people to enjoy. If listening to a weird guy go through his day trying to write an essay and then scrambling around with his words midway through to procrastinate a bit, if that's up your alley, then you're very welcome. To sponsor this podcast, please. Please just buy a homeless man or homeless person a coffee. If you're listening to this, next time you see a homeless person, go up to them and ask, hey, can I get you something from the shop or a coffee? And buy them a coffee. Do it. Anyways, I'm off. I'll talk to you guys soon. And you know what? Genuinely, love you. Here's the secret. Here's a secret. Real quick. Unconditional love. Actually, just love. Let's say you love someone. Or let's say you're thinking like, I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking. But just think about love. Now I know what you're thinking about. If you love someone because of the things that they do, is that really love? Is that not just a transaction of like, you do nice things for me, I do some nice things for you, and then I feel love? I think there is a difference between, there's different types of love. But the argument I'm going to make is either you love everyone unconditionally, or you don't really, really love anyone. Because the choice is either I love people because if you think, oh, that's rubbish, Andrew, because how can I love everyone? It's either, okay, so there's people I love in my life. I love them because of the nice things that they do for me, essentially, or because they're nice in a certain way. And that means that's why I love them. But that's not, I just don't think that's really, that's not how I would define love. It's not a transaction of like, you do nice things. I'm just repeating myself. But if you love everyone unconditionally, that means whatever someone's done or however they are, means you love them. I think that's really the only option. I don't know. I don't think I explained that very much in too much sense, but it makes sense to me. Oh, something just closed. Oh, it's only Microsoft Teams. That can go away. Anyways, guys, talk to you soon. Bye. I'm still here. Okay, bye. Okay, we scramblers, just back for 30 seconds. I'm on 985 words. Come on. A lot of them have to be... A lot of those words do have to be edited and made to actually be readable. But we're getting there. We're getting there. So I'm going to write... I'm going to continue writing for another half an hour and try to finish this lesson. I think the plan I've got to do is just finish writing about my four lesson plans, which is what I've got left to do. Finish doing that. And then... going to sleep. And then waking up tomorrow morning and editing like you've never believed. I think that's got to be the plan. Okay. Well... let's get going. It's already been a minute. Wow. 30 seconds is a short time. 30 seconds somewhere. Okay, goodbye. Okay, guys. I'm definitely not sticking to the hourly recording. But I just had a little bit of a siesta. Or I don't know if it's the siesta, but a little bit of a... walk to Asda, buy some food, eat some food, sit down and think, and then make some tea, as in the drink, in a flask so it stays warm, with soy milk. And I put the tea bag into the flask, filled it with water. I whisked it around with a teaspoon, and I pulled the tea bag out, squished it against the side a little bit, and then I added the soy milk. I overfilled it very slightly, so I had to pour a bit down the sink, screwed the cap on, and I came downstairs. Now I'm talking to you guys, plugged in my recording device, and started recording. Oh, I think I said too many times, I think I can do this. Because now I'm like, oh, it'll get done. It's due tomorrow. It's due in 18 hours. That's 17 and a half hours. 17 hours and 35 minutes. And I've got to sleep for some of that. And I've got to finish writing and editing. Oh gosh. Come on. I know I can do it. But also, now I'm like, this is going to be hard. If only it was 12 right now. If only it was 12 at Friday right now. But actually, let's just enjoy this. You know what? Life is short. I'm just going to enjoy writing this. This is just... it's a novel experience. I do genuinely quite enjoy the challenge. It's like, okay, let's get this done. We've only got so much time. Come on. Yeah, we've got this. I'll be back, having written some more words. Goodbye. Hello. Oh, cool. I'm recording. I haven't done much more work than since the last time I talked to you. It's 11:15. Had a bit of a nap. Did some work. Now I'm here. I am going to go on a little walk and then go to sleep. And then wake up at 6 tomorrow. Go on another little walk. With God. Well, God's always with us, so all my walks are with God, but a specific walk to be seeking his presence, which I'm excited about. And then finish off doing the lesson planning boys by 9 a.m. and then just edit until midday and submit my thing, and hopefully it goes well. Yeah. I'm just gonna keep going until this is done. Not keep talking, I'm gonna pause, but keep this recording thing going until it's done. Don't know what this is gonna be like to listen to. Probably not the best. Maybe it's gonna be fun. Anyways, I'm gonna go. Thanks for listening so far. I'll catch you tomorrow. Hey yo, it's the morning. It's 7:22 a.m. on the 15th of December 2023, and I have an essay due in T-minus 4 hours and 38 minutes. We got this. So I'm probably not going to be doing too many updates because I need to be writing like nothing else. But I'm going to go have a quick bowl of granola and soy milk and sit down and get writing. Yeah. Had a nice walk this morning. It was good. See you. Talk to you soon. Okay, re-scramblings. I have finished my first draft. It's extremely rough. It's at 2,535 words, and it needs to be 2,200 words. I really didn't realize when I began this that I would be going over the word limit. I thought I'd be stretching to get to the word limit, which is good, but now I need to cut things down. It's currently 9:18. I have 2 hours and half an hour. Two and a half hours, because I want to submit it slightly before the day, the minute is due. Whew. So, yeah. Almost done for the year. Okay, I think probably next time you're speaking to me, or I'm speaking to you, you might be speaking to me, who knows. Next time we may be speaking to each other, will be probably once I'm done. So, yay! But actually, just be praying for me, please. I don't know. Yeah, I just, I've got this. I've got this. Yeah. I'm done. That's good. You guys listened if you're still here. I really didn't think I would get this done. Look, it's 11:37. I've got 23 minutes to spare. And, wow. And I think it's actually to some degree an all right level. I guess we'll see when it gets marked. But I'm done. Thank you for going on this roller coaster with me. And I hope that you're doing so well. Got no idea. Yeah, I think I said this already. I think I've repeated myself quite a few times. But I've got no idea what this is like to listen to. But it's nice to be doing this with you. Throughout my essay. Wow, I wrote a lot of words, but there are easy words to write. Could sort of ramble a little bit. So, that's me done, and I'm gonna finish this recording.